Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, the 20th of June. Cotchalls of football. Got my busiest day since we've been back, that's for certain. Right, let's deal with the podcast first. I wasn't saying I don't enjoy doing the pods, I just didn't know whether I was boring people, but a good number of you said you'd like them to continue daily, so they will continue daily. I just am conscious of me becoming a bit of a drone. But once Brian Rendell said it, I mean, Brian's like the Duke of FTS. I have to do it, Brian. Can't let you down. I know you listen every day. So, no, thank you very much. It was some nice feedback. So they will continue daily. I think we'll obviously, it will be more betting focused as things get going again. Right, I watched that last night. I was angry before kickoff. As soon as I see the name Sanchez Winks, I just get angry. I just fucking forgot how shit we were. I really did. You get sucked into the trap of it, don't you? And then they're 3 months without it. It's been lovely. Weren't we fucking dreadful? Absolutely shite. I mean, it was anti-football in the second half. I thought Mourinho might have changed his ways, but trying to think you can hang on for 45 minutes was nonsense. And Roy Keane at half-time, yes, amusing, but I agree with everything he said. We get brainwashed into things. It's been proven that we're brainwashed, and we're brainwashed into thinking these guys are superstars and they're untouchable. That keeper's been responsible for more goals by errors in the last two seasons than any other in the Premier League. Now, just think about that. He's a Man United keeper, and you've got more goals by errors, his errors, than any other keeper. He's absolutely fucking gone, and people keep making excuses for him, and I don't see why they should be protected. I don't see why people should sit there going, oh, you're being harsh. These guys are paid a fortune to do a fucking job. If I say it so many times, if people did their jobs in the real world, if the NHS staff who've been through God knows what this last 3 months did their jobs as badly as some of these guys, they'd be out on their fucking ear. And why shouldn't it be said? Why should they be mollycoddled? They get fucking thousands. Look at Harry Winks. Harry Winks gets in excess, just put it into context, in excess of £10,000 every day of his life. He gets up in the morning and he's £10,000 richer every day of his life, and he is absolutely fucking useless. Did you see him last night? I mean, he's like fucking Wile E. Coyote, spin round in circles, try and hypnotise them into a fucking... It's like trying to catch Roadrunner. If I spin round in circles enough, their eyes will go dizzy and they'll fall over or something. He's absolutely fucking garbage. Lamella, useless. Sanchez, useless. I mean, they're not bad, they're fucking dreadful. And they're getting paid thousands, and why shouldn't these people be dug out? Harry Maguire is useless. £80 million, £200,000 a week. He's fucking shite. Absolute shite. It's fucking dreadful. It is dreadful, and they're dead right. I don't know why this brainwashing of, oh, you can't say anything bad about them. They're fucking dreadful. Say it as it is. That's why I like him. The guy's an absolute born winner. If you watch The Last Dance, we talk about Michael Jordan being a fantastic sportsman, this, that and the other. The one thing he had, and some people have come out and said, was he almost a bully? He didn't accept failure. He didn't accept loss. The guy was a winner. Roy Keane, exactly the same. I sat next to Dennis Irwin at a dinner 4 or 5 years ago, and talking about football, and I said, who's the best player you ever played with? I haven't finished the sentence. He said, Roy Keane, hands down. He said, fantastic footballer, fantastic mentality, absolute winner. Fuck me, I'd like one of them at Spurs. One. Fucking useless. I mean, I don't know where we're going to go. I won't be watching it anymore. It's fucking awful. Absolute. I didn't enjoy it at all. From the minute I saw the team, I thought, what am I doing? Fucking garbage, but fair play, Roy. Say it as it is. All these people, all these fucking do-gooders and don't rock the boat and let's all be happy and everybody's good. Fuck off. They're fucking shite. Right, where are we? De Gea, shite. Maguire, shite. Winks, double shite. Piss, shite. Fucking Lamella, one-footed fucking spinny round in circles, couldn't see a pass if it was fucking right in front of him with nothing else in front of him. The only one who's any good in that Spurs team is that Son. You can't fault Harry Kane, he hasn't played any football, but Son, at least he tries his hardest, doesn't he? The rest are fucking useless. Right, let's do what we're doing today. We had a couple of winners again at Ascot. Horses, get off that fucking topic, Ian. Come on. Right, let's do Ascot quickly. I've got tons of football. I ain't got time to waste on this nonsense. Right. 12:40 Ascot. Burmese Waltz, Count de Orsay and Aplomb. Fancy Aplomb in this race myself, but they're the other two. Count de Orsay, Burmese Waltz and Aplomb. 1:15 big prices. Pelakai, Mamba Wamba and Happy Romance. That's in the 1:15. 1:50 Lauded, Army of India, big price, and Dark Lion, decent 11, decent price. 2:25 Cloak of Spirits and Run Wild. 3:00 Pinatubu gets beat, trust me. Wichita wins, Arizona second. Wichita absolutely nailed on. There you go, you heard it here first. Wichita wins. 3:35 One Master and the Tin Man. 3:35 One Master, the Tin Man. 4:10 Bielsa, Jack's Point and Angel Alexander. And 4:40 Who Dares Wins and Nate the Great. Who Dares Wins will win, followed home by Nate the Great. Look at that, bullish me. See, Who Dares Wins wins, Wichita wins, Aplomb wins, lump on. No, at your own peril, nice and steady. Don't go mad. It's only a podcast, don't go silly. So that's the Ascot horses. All the other horses on Twitter, quite a few. We had another few winners yesterday, but again, at your own peril. Football, I've got tons today, so let's pick some for you. I've got absolutely boatloads. Let's bear in mind that people might not listen to this straight off. Okay, where shall we go from? Let's go from the Championship. I mentioned QPR yesterday. I still fancy QPR. QPR, big price today. Spurs, I said, were a big price. I think you could have backed them last night, 3.5, and they traded down to 1.3 before being calamitous. Not saying they'll win QPR, just say that I think they're a decent price today. QPR versus Barnsley, QPR, good price. First half goal at Sheffield Wednesday in the Championship. If 0-0 on 25 minutes, Sheffield Wednesday Forest, first half goal. Let's go to that sheet there. Hold on a second. What's that one there? Yeah, that's Sheffield Wednesday Forest. At 8:45 tonight, Malaga Extremadura, first half goal. There you go, those of you who don't think Malaga score goals, get on that one. Malaga Extremadura, first half goal. Where's that? I'm looking for one and I can't find it. There you go. Mainz Werder Bremen at 2:30. Mainz Werder Bremen. If there has not been a second half goal by 70 minutes, irrespective of the score, as long as it's not any other home win, away win, as long as it's one of the designated correct score on Betfair, so 0-0 up to 3-3, if it's that score at half time, then there isn't a goal by the 70th minute, drip lay whatever score it is. So if it's 2-1, drip lay 2-1 or under 3.5 goals. Mainz Werder Bremen, and let's give you one more old Chrissy spreadsheets. Nap of the day was Brighton today. Brighton Arsenal, nap of the day. Small Brighton over 2.5. Brighton Arsenal over 2.5. Small, drip it in through the first 10 minutes. Remove liability on a goal, or when the first one goes in, give it time for the second one, and when it gets back to your entry price, you can scratch out for nothing then. Brighton versus Arsenal over 2.5, and Chrissy's nap of the day on Twitter was Brighton home win. Go on, Chrissy, son. Right, that's it. That's me done. Absolute fucking garbage. De Gea, garbage. Fucking Maguire, garbage. I mean, imagine a central midfield, a central defence for England, Maguire and Eric Dier. Fucking Dier, he's just spelt it wrong, hasn't he? D-I-E-R, it should be D-I-R-E. Fucking useless. Absolute tripe, honestly. Look like men against boys. That Fernandez is a good player. That is a player who can play. Old Bruno, Spurs were meant to get him about a year ago. Fuck that up. Right, enjoy yourselves. Have a lovely Saturday. Good luck with your bets. I hope it all goes well. And I'll be back with you sometime tomorrow. I don't know what time tomorrow because I've got a lot on again tomorrow, but sometime tomorrow. And there's no racing to go. There'll be no racing tomorrow. None on here and none on Twitter. All right, have a good Saturday. I'll be back with you in the morning.